This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane ass.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Marto, Margo and Dan with you. 0484 10 1045. That's the burner phone. Text it whenever. If we can't get to it during the show, we'll do it up here at the top of the potty. Hello, Margo.
Hello.
One of the themes today, Margo, was no one was going to work. The traffic was great, and that's what Trenno wants to address here in the podcast burner phone. Hey, legends, after a couple of frothies yesterday, I was getting real nervous the bakery wasn't going to be open on the drive onto the site this morning. But after a traditional chippy breakfast, pepper pie and ice break, that'd be iced coffee, I'm back in the game. Keep those tunes coming to get me through.
Who has the pepper pie? I mean, of all the pies that you can pick...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going just a normal mince pie into chunky steak pie into bacon and cheese pie.
Yeah, beef, bacon, cheese for me.
Yeah.
So pepper's not even on the podium
mushroom
for you.
Mushroom I'd go a chicken and vegetable over
what about
the
a curry?
Pepper pie.
Would a curry?
Curry pie, I'd take that over the pepper. It's like ordering the fish fillet at McDonald's, you know. It's just there as a fillet. No one actually eats it.
I don't mind the pepper, like spices
too
up a bit.
Peppery.
But then you get a big kernel, Margo. Ooh, and that's all you can taste for the next 4 hours.
Can I suggest that Trent would probably be filling up the portal loo because he's had the beers yesterday, then he's had the pepper pie. He's just trying to keep himself regular. Ooh, Trent.
What about Adam? We were talking about spending money on dogs. Dan was trying to rile you up today, Marto.
I got you.
You fell for it.
I think I got you.
Cabanas. No, if anyone didn't... Oh, they'll hear it in the podcast.
Yeah. Well, Adam said, customers come into my butcher shop to buy rump steaks for their dog.
Oh, geez.
My ex-girlfriend's family had a dog called Patty who used to get scrambled eggs for breakfast, Marto. What are your thoughts on...
No.
What do your dogs get? What does Ted get?
Is he a tin or a log
or a pre-chopped container?
Dog nuts, just those dog nut things.
He just gets dry food, no wet food?
Yeah. Oh, unless if we've got leftover food, you'll just hoik it out.
He gets the scraps.
Out the window?
He gets scraps.
No dog, Dan?
No dog.
What does your dog get fed?
My dogs.
Yeah.
My dogs get what's ever on special in the wet food section at Woolies or Coles.
Mm.
So we sometimes will buy the dog roll. You know, the really, really long one. The big sausage roll. And you cut it up into chunks. They get that or they get the packet that's got the little meatball looking things.
So I feed my children.
Me too.
I just want
some for Andy, some for Buddy, some for Jagger, some for River.
Whatever's on the plate, Marto, scrape it onto the floor.
Dan, do you think you'll get a dog? Your little ones would love a dog.
When they're a little bit bigger, when the youngest one can enjoy it, maybe. I think it's good to teach them a bit of responsibility, right? Like you have to look after the dog.
But there's no responsibility.
But it backfires though because all my idiot mates who got dogs for their kids, then they end up just looking after them, walking the dog, spending their morning and afternoon.
Well, it's not just the food, it's walking.
You two tell me, if you were me in a few years, would you get a dog again or you keep life simple?
My children have only ever grown up with dogs since they were babies and they have beautiful relationships. Like Jagger and Buddy sleep together every night, arm over Buddy. Buddy sleeps in the bed. He's a, 40 kilogram poodle. Mm. He's massive, but Jagger just absolutely adores him and Buddy just loves him and is very protective of him. So I love that part of the relationship.
Yeah. Thoughts on dogs in beds, Marto?
Well, they're non-shedding poodles. They're hypoallergenic.
Yeah, I love how people say that and then you go, shit.
No, they don't actually shed. No, they don't.
Marto, I'm thinking of getting a cat and putting it in a backpack with a little porthole.
Even I'm saying that's ridiculous.
I'm thinking about getting a cat so Ted can eat some live animal.
Some fresh meat.
Anyway, Rachel from Upper Coomera writes, I was seeing a guy a couple of years back who totally brushed me on Valentine's Day. That's coming up soon too. Not even a card or a single flower, but he bought his female Staffy Bull Terrier a box of dog chocolates. I need to just say he spent Valentine's Day on the couch with a dog.
And he was probably happy.
Happier, probably. Yeah. Some whinging.
She didn't marry him.
Nag.
She would have kept mentioning that and he would have finally said, oh, listen, if you're just going to keep harking back to that Valentine's
Day. There's the door.
Day, off you go.
Get out. See you later.
Thanks for listening though, Rachel. We love you.
Gary from Springfield, he said, we'll go to dinner at my daughter and son-in-law's place and he'll serve us up sausages on bread for dinner while he gives the dog a lamb roast.
Nice, Gary.
That is not possible.
It's expensive. It's $79 a kilo. Not everyone can have some. Maybe he just doesn't like you, Gary. Did he say son-in-law?
Yep. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. I know a lot of people are enjoying Australia Day holiday again today, but it was yesterday. And right round the nation, as is our right in a democratic society, people were having their say. They were marching right round our country.
No racist police.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we can all agree with that.
All right. Now, I love a protest and I do like people having a voice and all the rest of it, but let's be very clear. Be clear. Yeah. Like when you're going and doing a chant, make sure it's really like, remember when we got rid of Karens from our society?
Karen must go now. Karen
must go. So clear, Greg.
That's right.
Now.
Perfect. Quite
now.
Obvious.
Now.
So make it brief. Don't make it, you know, no 12-word chants, et cetera. Just make it real brief and we'll all get it.
Short, sharp, to the point.
Listen, I want to weigh in, but with no anger, with no nothing. A lot of people are raising questions. Not many people have got answers. This is Australia Day. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The question of how do we and where do we move Australia Day to? Well, I've got an idea.
Of course.
Now, a lot of people say you don't make a lot of sense. I'm accused of being nonsensical at times. Not this time, though. I've put a lot of thought into this, and I'm sure you won't be able to find any holes in what I'm about to discuss. I don't want us to be responsible for what happened in the past. Only the future is what's matter, okay? The opportunity stands right now that no one seems to have grasped hold of. Do you remember when the Queen was alive and we said, righto, We'll stay part of the monarchy, etc., and part of the Commonwealth until she dies, and then let's peel off and become a republic. I haven't heard anyone talk about that lately. Our opportunity exists right now to break away from our English past, to snip it and go, you guys can bugger off. Mm-hmm. We want to become our one nation, our one people, and then we'll deal with our things. Until we get rid of Britain and the whole English thing, nothing can happen. Here's the opportunity. On May 6th, do we all know what's happening in England on May 6th?
Coronation.
I do. Yeah.
The coronation of the king. That will be the day when we cut loose and we become a republic on May 6th. We'll then need a bit of a rest on May 7th, and then on the Monday, May the
8th.
Mate. Australia Day, and then we can go as one people. We can call ourselves Australian. We get every flag. We do a flag buyback or hand-in scheme, and we'll get a lot of seamstresses around Australia. We snip that bloody Union Jack out, and we put the Indigenous symbol on that corner where the Union Jack is, and we can then move forward and have a proper conversation about where we're going as our people, not being controlled by a bunch of numpties who live in a stupid place. If we can do that, can you pick any holes in it so far?
No, it sounds pretty good to me, Marto.
You've never said that before in your life.
No, I've never said that. I'm surprised.
Only thing people enjoy, and it has been brought up May 8, is they love that bloody holiday at the start of the year.
Okay. Do you know the Queen's birthday weekend?
Yes, sir.
We will never need a Queen's birthday, a King's birthday. We'll never need that again because we are not part of the monarchy. It is now Australia Day. I don't know what you do with the Australia Day we just had, but therefore we've got a spare holiday. We'll
just
work that one out later.
Something in January. Yeah, just call it Lazy Buggers
Day. New Year's Day, which is the first, which is the actual day that everybody wants to...
The Federation of 1901
on the 1st of January.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can someone get on to Mr. Bean or Albanese, whatever he calls himself? get on to him and see if he can run with this, because he's got, at the moment, he's got a lot of questions and no answers, and I've just provided one for him.
Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you, mate.
While you're at it, can you fix this? What is that trash?
Oh, could we just throw some digi in there? Would that fix everything?
Yeah, there you go. He's done it again.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
Marto, I saw a story on Channel 7 News last night and I immediately knew that I had to play it to you just because it would be very irritating. You have a pet?
I do have a pet, Ted.
Come on, it's Friday. Don't get him in a bad mood.
Maybe it's impossible to rattle me today. I'm so happy. Ted, my dog, is 5 years of age.
Today is it his birthday?
No, but Dan just said you got a pet. Just explaining to people.
Oh, sorry.
And, just quickly, Ted's sleeping arrangement is?
Ted sleeps under the house. I've owned five dogs and they've all slept under the house. You just tell them at the end of the night, close the door. Ted's allowed inside the house, like during daylight hours, and just but he doesn't.
Let's be honest. Downstairs. Ted drinks from the toilet bowl.
That is correct.
Okay.
And because it just self-filling. If you don't have your dog drinking from the toilet bowl, you're an idiot.
So I saw this on Channel 2.
Ted sleeps on an old blanket that I don't know where it came from, but it moves around. He just gets it in his teeth and moves it around somewhere else in the dirt downstairs.
Excellent. Have a listen to this.
He's a Kelpie. He's a working dog that doesn't work.
You said today it'd be impossible to annoy you. Challenge accepted.
From floating beds to cabanas, Australians spent $33 billion last year on their pets.
How much?
$33 billion
no,
on
not
their
billion.
Pets.
Did they say billion?
Yep.
Did they say billion?
They said billion.
Are you sure?
From floating beds to cabanas, Australians spent $33 billion last.
What's a floating bed? What's a floating
Marto,
bed?
Marto, I would like to introduce you to Daisy.
Tara and Barry have also created a pet pool cabana for Daisy and Sunny to escape the summer heat. Because when it comes to pampering our furry friends, nothing is off limits.
Nothing, Marto.
All right, now listen. If they've got, you know, those things that hang from the ceiling, the eggs. There's not one of them for a dog yet, is there? People are tools.
Daisy's got a bit going on, actually.
Meet Daisy, the 5-year-old golden retriever from Tara and Barry have also. Meet Daisy, the 5-year-old golden retriever from the Gold Coast. Her favourite thing to do is this: sleeping on her pink floating bed.
What is floating? As in the pool?
Yeah.
What they put it on.
Some people find the motion of the waves or coming. It's coming.
Maybe the dog can't sleep unless
maybe
it's
maybe it has anxiety.
Yeah. Maybe it needs to be medicated, Marto.
My girlfriend has a pram for her pug that she walks.
Thank you.
Now, have you pointed out to her that these four things coming out from the body are called legs?
No, because they've got those stuffy little noses that are squished up. It has issues with breathing, so it gets it out in the fresh air. They go for a wander, and the dog goes in the pram because it runs out of breath.
You know how you fix breathing problems? You exercise.
We got him.
I'm not annoyed. I'm really happy that Australia's spending $33 billion on your dog.
One more.
Aussies are going above and beyond for their pets, spending more than $33 billion last year.
There's another bloke just to reinforce it for you.
Just surprised at the fact. My girlfriend bought one of those Louis Vuitton dog carriers. She's got she puts her dog in that. Live on the Gold Coast.
Where does she carry it to?
To the cafe, wherever.
Right. This will get him. Have you seen, Marto, those cats in backpacks with a little porthole? It looks like they're in a submarine. And they just got
they're funny.
That's cute, isn't it? You could get Ted in one of them.
No, that is not cute. And I'll tell you what, if I see one more person.
Yes, a Ted pack.
When's Ted's birthday?
I don't know. He wasn't born. He was just created out of nothing. Now, listen, what about those people at Bunnings? They're getting more and more and more. You just tell me, why do you need to take your dog to Bunnings? Tell me why.
Because some dogs don't like to be left at home.
And it relieves your anxiety when your dog's there because you've got agoraphobia. There's other people around Bunnings. There's a big open space. You need your dog there.
No, it's not. There's aisles.
You know where Ted needs to go.
I'm trying to get some nails and there's a dog right there. Get out.
Ted needs to go to the shopping centre. And wear one of those cute little Santa hats and get some Santa photos done at Christmas this
year. Ted, yes, none of my dogs has ever had an. I do not know any dog outfits. Ted has never had an outfit. Ted has fur. Have you heard of fur? It's a stuff that covers a dog and they don't need clothes.
Can I encourage people to call in now? Because I think we're on a heater. 133353. How much are you spending on your pet? Or maybe you are actually on Marto's side.
Part of family.
But you have friends who are just spending insane amounts of money on prams or they've got a cat backpack. Pitch these ideas to Marto.
My girlfriend's French bulldogs eat raspberries, blueberries and yogurt.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they loves it.
Did wolves ever pick raspberries?
I'm sure they ate berries foraging in the forest somewhere.
No, they ate livestock.
Oh, we've got him now. Come on, let's keep it going. 133353.
Did you know that the fastest growing segment of pharmacists, these are the big pharmacists like Chemist Warehouse and stuff, is antidepressant is antidepressants for dogs.
Fastest these dogs aren't depressed. They're getting all this money spent on them.
That's why they're depressed. They get out of the cabana and what's what They're dogs.
They're life is disappointing. Yeah. What about Ashley and Birkdale on the burner phone, Marto? She said, I dress my dog up all the time,
sure,
but only
do,
in human clothes from the salvos, so it's on the cheap.
Oh, actually, that's classy. I don't like that.
It's also where I get all their soft plush toys from for 50 cents.
Oh, that's
and supporting a good cause. What
good
about
tip.
That? I always love it when my dogs get groomed and she puts the little bow ties on them or the little ties, little bows in their ears. So cute.
It's money well spent, Marto.
Yeah, I remember seeing wolves hunting in packs and they'd have bows in their hair before they'd pull down a bison.
Sound like it's about the dog before that has blueberries and yogurt
raspberries for breakfast.
Yeah.
He loves it, apparently. He only likes vanilla bean yogurt, though.
Is there a perfumery for dogs at Chemist Warehouse yet? Because I don't think we're far away. Because you want your dog.
There are dog scents.
Like
you can buy dog spray.
I bet you people. You can.
You can,
spray pheromones on them and send them wild.
When you brush them, you spray them and then you brush it through their coats.
Is the smell
Who
sometimes.
Brushes their dog.
Is it another?
I do. I've got poodles. They mat otherwise. You have to brush them.
Is it
Tell
another
them
dog's
to lick
bum?
It off.
Is that sometimes their favourite smell? It's just his rover from
his
down the road's bum.
Part,
We've got Hayana on the phone from Yarra Bilba. Is that how you say? Is it Hayana?
No, it's actually Kayhana, but that was close.
Kayhana, I'm sorry.
Oh, my love.
No, that's all right. So Mato's going to hate this one, but yes, I believe my dog's very much like human. Poor Staffy, she is going to get a kid's bed from IKEA in a couple of weeks. I went in and I found the perfect kid's bed for her.
Why? Why? What's wrong with just a towel?
She's too big for me and she's too stuck up for a towel, and she gets her own chicken nuggets and whatnot from KFC or fish and chip shop if we get takeaway. So, you know, she might as well sleep like the princess she is.
Okay, is she on the antidepressants yet or is she doing okay?
Oh, no, she's all right, but I think if I start taking away the takeaway, she might need it.
Yeah, she's sad. Take away anyone's takeaway and they get sad. Me too.
Is she sleeping with you?
She does most of the time, yes, but that's why I want to get her a kid's bed. I don't have kids of my own, so she'll do.
Yeah, well, that's
why you
that's
don't have kids of your own, because the old fella can't throw the leg over.
Because the dog's there.
Dog's in the way.
Kayana, I've loved this. You calling up just to annoy Marta. I'm going to give you a prize. I've loved it so much. In fact, a $100 voucher to Lord Alfred Hotel, Brisbane's best all-round venue in the heart of Caxton Street. Will you take your dog along?
Oh, fantastic, yeah. Sure.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll be taking up all that money.
Kayana, do you kiss your dog?
Does it annoy you if I say yes?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. Triple M Breakfast, don't you know,
Marto, Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
I'm starting to think that gambling companies might make a fair bit of money, Margo. They seem to advertise quite heavily, if you haven't noticed. Have you?
Yes, I have noticed.
Now, think about sports bet. Have you seen, you know, the ad they did where the four guys were shipwrecked on that island and they go out to a boat that you think is going to save them and all they want to do is put a multi on and then they go back to their shipwrecked island? They've done a great job over the... Oh, then they had Shaq for... Oh, you've seen so many of the Shaq ads.
That was points bet at Shaq.
Oh, is that points bet?
Yeah, he was. He wanted us to get
Shaqadile Dundee.
Get dogs up.
I can't remember them all. But then one came on last night, and I had to review it because it was a tennis-related sports bet ad, and I went, "Hold on, what just happened there?" It was just an assault on my
imagination.
It was like everything. The bloke had a blonde wig on, and then he started talking like Novak Djokovic. I have to play it. If you saw this. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just have a little listen.
Hello, everyone. Novak Djokovic here to take a look at my semi-final tomorrow against a man with two first names, Tommy Paul. As you can see by these odds, Tommy has his work cut out against me. Don't forget, for every ace I hit this tournament, Sportsbet will donate $1,000 to the Immunization Fund of Australia. Uh-oh. Enjoy the tennis and gamble responsibly.
Man.
You know the score. Stay in control. Gamble responsibly.
Thank you.
Obviously a bit of a piss take there, I'm going to assume.
Well, what did he say? The Immunisation Fund of Australia. That doesn't seem to exist.
I just Googled it, Marta.
It doesn't exist.
There's nothing here.
And Novak doesn't support vaccination. So remember he missed that whole year of tennis because he wasn't allowed into the country? Yeah.
That's the gag, right?
Well, that's where the gag is. Yeah. He's had 47 aces, so surely they're owing someone $47,000 at this stage. Get a needle up you, I think is what they should have finished.
Get a dog up you.
Oh, whatever.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Hey, Hey, gentlemen, you know I love a survey and a study. What about a human trial? Because there's a study, they're saying, can you breleave it? That's a cheese joke. Because this trial, breleave it. This trial is all about cheese. They want you to eat cheese before bed to see the myth that eating cheese before bed gives you nightmares or bad dreams.
Had you heard about this before? I've never
cheese dreams.
Cheese dreams, apparently.
Cheese dreams.
Yeah, the experts have argued over the validity of the claim for years and whether or not cheese can actually give you bad dreams. And what they're trying to do is disprove it. They're looking for participants in the study. They're going to be paid $1,000.
To eat cheese.
To eat cheese. They will be reimbursed.
Does cheese block you up? I don't do a lot of cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Some people it goes the other
makes
way.
Makes you constipated.
My wife would probably have nightmares if I participated in this just because of the factor.
Oh, well, they have recommended that people who are dairy intolerant, Dan, don't put their hand up for
obviously.
What sort of cheese, Margo? Exotic or just
it'll be different
slice
types,
of cheddar?
It'll be different varieties. So those successful in applying for the job will be required to dig into a variety of cheeses before bed to then log their sleep experience. Written feedback will test energy levels, sleep quality, and also any nightmares that the participant experiences.
Mm. Cheese twisties, do they count?
Oh, no. I don't think so, but that's a trial I'd like to be involved in, perhaps.
I think you're in it already without actually realising it. Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Everyone's going, wonder what's happening at the Australian Open. Is that bloody thing still going on? Yes, it is. For those who haven't had it on in the background, Margo, tonight I think, Djokovic is playing some loser called Tommy Paul.
He's just squashing people all over the place, Marto.
That is so right. And then his dad gets outside and does a bit of Russian protesting. Oh, it's just great.
Did he say to those blokes, long live Russia or something? Like, for people going, I don't know if he knew what was on the flag. No, he said, long live Russia as he walked away.
Anyway, the Serbians are good friends of the Russians, but the Serbians are also good friends of the Greeks. So the final's going to be, I'm barring a disaster, will be that Tsitsipas, which is everyone loves Tsitsipas. He's got long hair. He loves Greece. He's going to build a school in Melbourne if he wins. He's talking about all this. So everyone loves Tsitsipas, and he's playing Novak. So it's a classic, the good guy against the bad guy. That'll be the final on Sunday. But before that, of course, the women were running around yesterday in their semi-final. And Red Foo's old route, Victoria Azarenka, you know, the one who grunts a lot. This one? Anyway, she was grunting away. Yeah, okay, that's enough. That's enough, Vic. Yeah, stop. Stop. Okay. She's gone. She's gone. I thought, Margo, you know the toughness that comes when you become a mother. I thought, hello, she's got plenty to play for. She's a single mum with a six-year-old. I thought that'll get her over the line. It didn't.
She bowed out.
You've got to have tennis ability. But the big take-home one yesterday is I'm watching and I go, hold on, who's that bloke? There was a bloke sitting, or there was about four people sitting right, I reckon 4 metres away from, could have been ball boys. And then one of the commentators picked it up. There's Bill Gates sitting at the tennis.
Oh.
And I'm going, what? That was the most interesting thing about.
Yeah, Prince Harry gets horns whenever he walks into, Bill Gates walks into it.
That Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He's in Australia at the moment talking about vaccines.
I didn't know that. And I go, what is Bill Gates doing there? And then I Googled and went, how much are those seats right next to the court? Oh, it was on court level, $27,000 each.
Do you reckon he paid for them though?
No. Yeah, that's the worst thing. The richer you are, the less things you seem to pay for. Yeah. And then of course, I Googled, because the tennis wasn't all that interesting, I Googled Bill Gates, love of tennis, You know he paid $2 million a couple of years ago to play against Roger Federer. It was donated to charity, of course, because he's a wonderful philanthropist. And then in the article, he loves, and here we go, this could be a revelation for all our listeners, pickleball. He is a lover of pickleball. Dan, I believe you've brought it up once and I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
It is enormous in the United States. I believe I've heard this about many different sports, but it's the fastest growing sport in the world.
Listen Everyone's to this, Margot. It's true. Huge. 14% of Americans. How many Americans are there? 350 million or something or other? 2 years ago, 5 million Americans played pickleball. Last year, 36.5 million Americans played pickleball. Neither had I. Have a look at it. It's tennis for gumbies. That's virtually what it is.
Why does Bill Gates care about pickleball? What's his...
He loves tennis. He loves tennis, but he can't. He's not very good at it.
Because he's old. Okay.
He's a gumby, so he goes pickleball. All right, I'm telling everyone, if you want to get ahead of the curve, this is the game of the future. It's a combo of, badminton, ping pong and tennis, if you could imagine those three. So if you can, it's extraordinary. Margo, check out pickleball, available at Albion McGregor. I'm telling you, if you want to be ahead of the curve.
Oh, my God, is this a sponsored ad?
Yeah.
Pickleball. I'm interested in the ones in the jar that go on my sandwich with ham and cheese.
No. I've seen the video of you playing tennis. I'm suggesting that pickleball is for you.
Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
God, we've heard all about it for the last couple of weeks. The new book, Spare, they're calling it the quickest selling non-fiction book of all time. It's a tell-all memoir of Prince Harry, who enjoyed himself so much when he was here in Queensland mustering. He said in the book, it was an incredible time. He now joins us live with a very special treat for Triple M, live from LA. Hello, Prince Harry.
Yes, hello. It's a great pleasure for you to have me on. It must be wonderful to speak to me, I can imagine.
Harry, in your book, there's a lot of stories that paint your brother, the future King William, in a bad light. I've got one here. Have a listen to this.
No.
He grabbed me by the collar, ripping my necklace, and he knocked me to the floor. I landed on the dog's bowl, which cracked under my back, the pieces cutting into me. I lay there for a moment, dazed, then got to my feet and told him to get out.
Yeah, my brother Willie broke my shark's tooth necklace. I love that necklace. My uncle, Prince Andrew, brought that back necklace. He brought it back from schoolies 1 year for me. He goes every year. He's in a wolf pack with Warwick Capper and Todd Carney. Good blokes.
Harry, would you say that you hate your brother William?
No, I wouldn't say I hate him. I love him. I love my brother Willie. I love him as much as Selwyn Cobbo loves Kevin Walters. That's the love we have for each other.
You show some love for your father, obviously, King Charles. Yes. You haven't really had a go at him yet.
Well, the thing is, Margot, he's not my real dad. You know, I'm a hot, cool, shark's tooth, necklace-wearing, Taliban-killing redhead with a hot Hollywood wife, and he's a big-eared dork who married a horse. You know what I mean? I mean, look at his real son. Look at that fool Willie with his pink bald head. His head looks like a Willie, if you get my meaning.
Yes.
I'm making a penis joke, Margot. That's a penis joke from the prince.
Well,
I thought it'd get more than that, but that's okay. We'll come back to it.
I think it's referenced as in the book.
That's absolutely right. One day it throws off. Did you read the bit where my Todger fell off? It had to be reattached.
Glued? It was oscillating.
Glued or stitched?
No. One of the Queen's handmaids did it herself. It's done with twine and tartan. It's quite a job.
Listen, let's get back to the book, though. You claim to have killed 24 Taliban fighters. Were you really in the war?
Of course I was really in the war. I even arrived at the army already in uniform. It was a Nazi uniform I had at home, but still the point remains.
Prince Harry, we're so delighted to have you on, and it has been a treat reading your book
thank
and
you,
all of your stories.
You.
You detail in the book, though, your love of older women.
Yes, Margot, thank you so much. I love older women. I actually lost my virginity to an older woman. It was in Brisbane after a match at the Rugby World Cup in 2003. And in the car park of the Caxton Street Hotel, I made sweet, sweet love to an older Australian woman, Sonia Kruger. It was 2000 and... No snickering. It was 2003. So I was 22 and she was 107. What an evening. What?
Harry, it's been a pleasure. Before we let you go, we know you're a busy man, probably writing a sequel.
Thank you.
Already.
Well, I'm actually not a busy man. Hence the 900-page book and the endless documentaries. I've got nothing on, my God.
Harry, so the oddest part of the audiobook, I've got to say, for me, it's you singing Elton John.
Oh,
can we have a little listen to your song?
I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is when you're in
the world. I mean, I've got the pipes of an angel. I'm actually releasing an album called Whack, Weak Ass Prince. It's going to be amazing. Here's the, I do my humps. What you going to do with all them humps, all those humps inside them jodhpurs? What you going to do? And I've got one. This goes out to my friend, Prince Willie, my former brother. I think you play this on Triple M. Now, I'll do the first bit, then we'll sing the second bit together. Am I ever going to see your face again? No way. Come on, join in when you know it. Can I just say, ladies and gentlemen, I can announce to you that I'm going on The Masked Singer Australia. My character is going to be called Adolf, and it doesn't matter who I am. He's still going to think I'm Beyonce. Thank you so much for having me on.
What a pleasure. Yeah, it's Marto, Margo and Dan featuring Prince Harry, Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast. Marto, Margo and Dan on 104.5 Triple M.
You know my dislike of Uber and, well, my lifetime ban from Uber.
I was going to say, you've been banned from Uber. That's why you don't like them.
There are a couple of incidents where miscommunication was the key and Uber's decided. Anyway, I don't like Uber, but Uber Eats is a different thing.
Why am I siding with Uber already? I don't know anything.
Have you heard the story, Dan? We might need to re-explain it.
I think there was an ex-employee.
The miscommunication was Mardo. He miscommunicated the wrong story to Uber to try and...
I had some poor advice on how to deal with a problem. Now, listen, I should tell that story again one day.
For someone who no longer works for the company,
not right
mind
here.
You.
I think the advice was lie about what happened.
Anyway, what I don't like is people, Google drivers, you know, we all follow them, who they cut across three lanes because they're just looking at their maps and went, oh, I've got to go here. I hate Google drivers. And you see a lot of the delivery drivers, obviously they're on Google and they go into tunnels on push bikes and things like that. They're idiots. If you're probably delivering food, you're most likely an idiot. But... what I saw...
Or just trying to support your family, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
Careful, because Margo's getting food delivered this morning. Don't offend her driver who's on the road right now.
I saw one of the great... Oh, you are too. Well, I saw one of the great Google idiots who was a food delivery man. Listen, I'll let him tell the story. There's a college game of basketball. Yeah, college basketball is huge in the States, and a lot of people here watch college basketball. Watching it... the food delivery guy has actually walked onto the court looking for someone. Walked onto the court while it was being shown live on American television, on national television. He just walked across the court with what looked... Well, I'll let the commentators cover off for you.
Defense has been pretty good here in the second half for the Dukes.
It has.
Somebody came on the floor on the far side looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something. There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening. I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
The most American thing that's ever happened.
One of the basketball players order like a halftime burger or something.
No, what happened? So the ref, the refs are in their striped, black and white striped outfit. He's told him to get off. Get off. And the commentators are claiming, I couldn't play the whole thing. The commentators are claiming, no, the ref said he wanted it at halftime. He's saying, halftime. Give it to him.
They do smoke a lot of marijuana over there because it's legal. Maybe someone got the halftime munchies.
Oh, the munchies.
Instead of the halftime vape, the halftime munchies.
Not the halftime munchies. Oh, no, bro.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Glorious traffic out there this morning. We were just remarking. We're having a look on Google Maps and everyone seems to have done the intelligent thing apart from us, which is take today off and have a four-day Easter-style weekend.
How would we be able to keep the people informed about the no traffic on the roads today?
That's what we're here for.
We weren't here.
Greatest traffic this century, I'm saying, in Brisbane on a work day. Mm.
Text us if you spot anything, though. 0484101045. And we've still got more Chili Peppers tickets on the show, Margo. Inside an hour, we'll have another handful to give away.
Mm. We did enjoy the day off yesterday, though, which was lovely. We did offer to work, but they said, no, we have a show planned in the morning. We're doing a countdown. We don't need you. Go, enjoy your day, be free. And that I did. We got to enjoy the day out on the water, Marto, over there at Peel Island, Horseshoe Bay, on a friend's boat. And it was lovely. There was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boats in that little bay there over at in the Moreton Bay, and everybody was flying different flags proudly.
Oh, good, were they? Like what?
They were. There was a lot of Indigenous flags. There was a lot of Australian flags. There was them being flown together, flown separately. And our boat, it also had a flag flying off the back, which my eldest son, Wiley, who is 11, thought it would be a great idea to pick it up and swing it around, you know, because that's what you do with a flag, make it fly and float in the wind. And then he started to chant, not Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. However, he started to chant, USA! USA! Oh, USA!
What's happened?
And all the adults looked over him. Said, what is he saying? I said, I think he's saying USA. I said, mate, what are you chanting USA for? And he said, because it's the United States of America flag, Mum. It's red. I said, no, you idiot. That's the maritime Australian flag. You know, the red one.
God, yeah, the red one with the
Australia Union Jack or the Southern Cross or whatever it is on it. But he assumed not really up on his flags. Oh, mate, I'll need to get him across the flag emojis on him. Before the Olympics. But no, he thought that the boat maritime Australian flag was in fact the USA flag. And all right, we had to let him down and show him a few different pictures of flags.
Get him off YouTube, can you?
Just tell everyone he's dyslexic and he wanted to say A-U-S.
A-U-S.
Leave him alone. Mardo, Margo and
Dan on Triple M. Very occasionally, or very rarely on this show, do we learn something that's useful for you as you go forward in life.
Well, we try to avoid it a lot of the time.
There's an article in the paper. Hi again, Margo. There's an article in the paper this morning about car park operators ripping off people who park there. Now, this is close to my heart because it used to happen and I thought we sorted it out a number of years ago, but people are still getting knocked around. On, I think they're saying New Year's Day, a family went along to the McDonald's there at Albion where they have a car park. There's a sign there saying you can't park no more than 90 minutes, which is fair enough. Who stays at McDonald's for longer than 90 minutes?
There's a big menu to get through, Marto.
It's New Year's Day, bit of recovery going on.
You've got to have hot cakes into bacon and egg McMuffin and hash brown, then go back for another hash brown and then realise you're still hungry, go back and get another bacon and egg McMuffin.
These people breached the 90-minute limit by 30 minutes. They must have fallen asleep in a number of burgers.
Kids playing in the playground, perhaps.
They're enjoying lunch with family, etc. Anyway, they got an $88 parking notice. Fine.
It's an expensive breakfast.
That's the bit I want to talk about. Listen, can we
find them?
Ronald, I think they call themselves Smart. Well, the thing is Smart Parking. There's these companies. They're debt chasing parking companies. They say, can we run your because there's probably commuters parked
there. So it's a private parking fine, not a council-enforced fine.
That's exactly right. And I see Mark Bailey, who we talked to the other day, the transport minister here in Queensland, he has said, on paper, this looks like a blatant rip-off. He'll be asking his department to investigate, but the advice he's been given, it is illegal to fine people in a private car park. Can I just clear this up? We had the president of the Queensland Law Society on a couple of years ago because my wife used to work in supermarkets and she'd park way in the far corner, but she'd overstay her her two-hour welcome because she was working. And they kept on trying to, they'd give her fines. And she'd come home all upset going, oh, I only made this much money and they're trying to fine me this. And I was, oh, this is hopeless. I said, listen, let me sort this out. And that's where we got the ruling. Can we be, this practice of debt chasing parking firms is, have you guys ever had it happen to you? You get out of a car park and you get fined. Like university do it. They try to do it and go, we won't give you your results until you pay all your fines.
But there was some legislation that got passed or whatever rule where they could go and get your details from your license plate. And then
in Queensland.
Yeah, they could match it with your enrolment record, Marto.
Surely that's wrong that they can go into our government department and get your details, because then someone will do it and say, I want to find so-and-so. Like in terms of domestic violence incidents, this needs to be closed down because you could ring somebody who works for one of these companies and say, hey, I want to find who owns that car or whatever else.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think you'll find it's perfectly legal. Mark Bailey might just be upset about it because they didn't think of it first. No one will revenue raise but us, Queensland Police.
This is our game.
And the council. On our turf.
I got one once in a private car park where we live, Marto, above a Woolies Metro, and, you know, there's visitor parks there, 4-hour limit. I just emailed them and said, hey, can you just check your records. Can you prove that the car was there for more than 4 hours? Because it was. And I lied and I said, my wife dropped it there after the gym. It was only there for 15 minutes and someone's fined it. They just wrote back, we've waived the fine. Because they just have a picture of the car parked there. That's not proof it was there for 4 hours.
No, normally they chalk your tyres, though. I have had that a couple of times.
No, that's council, though, Margo. Yeah. That's council and government. They are allowed to issue a fine. No private operator, can we be really clear on this? No private operator can give you a fine, a legally binding fine.
So they
fine.
Have no legs but, to stand on.
Yeah, but if you want to be stupid and send the money, that's not illegal. Mm. You can send the money all you like. So just remember, when a lawyer sends you a letter threatening you, or they're just hoping that you might respond in their favour. Don't buckle. Just remember, you never, ever pay a fine that isn't issued by a council or a government.
Here's the threat. You get a fine at a Macca's car park. They say if you don't pay it, no more quarter pounders ever again.
So every time I now refuse to pay a fine, I'm going to go, but Marto told me.
Yeah.
Bloody oath.
104.5 Triple M. Marto, Margo and Dan with this. Shower of two today. Possible storm headed for a top of 32. Won't be a heap around. The Bureau saying up to 8 mil. Looking good for Sunday, though. Not much rain around, 31 degrees, a little bit cooler, and there's a little thing going on at Suncorp Stadium, Margo.
Yeah, there certainly is a little thing happening over the weekend, but something else that's happening over the weekend is some of our listeners are celebrating their birthdays, gentlemen, and Anthony from Springwood reached out via email and via Facebook and via Instagram. He was so desperate to get in touch with us to let us know that it was their birthdays because he knows, as a show, we love celebrating birthdays, mine in particular, and Anthony got in contact with us letting us know that it was his and his wife's birthday this weekend, 28th and 29th of January. He said, my wife loves the Red Hot Chili Peppers and it's been a really, really tough year financially with stuff around the house and just general life commitments. I haven't been able to get the money together to get her tickets. Janelle is an absolute gem and I'd love to try and do something special for her birthday. Anything you could do to help would be amazing. Like he said, Janelle's birthday's tomorrow. His birthday is on Sunday. So we thought we might give Anthony a call. Does that sound about right, Anthony? Tell us, times have been tough, mate.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah.
What's been going on?
Just things around the house. And, you know, every time I've tried to get tickets, you know, something has happened and, yeah, just couldn't get them. And I knew she really likes them, so...
Yeah.
Listen, I'm fascinated by the pair of you who got consecutive day birthdays. Does yours get... Yeah, yours is first, is that right?
No, his is...
Yeah, mine's the 28th and Janelle's the 29th.
Okay. Does yours... Do you just give up and just let her have both days?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm.
It's always a shared celebratory birthday, I would assume, both of you celebrating together. Anthony, what have you previously bought Janelle for her birthday in the past?
What have I previously done in the past?
Nothing special because you can't remember, I'm going to assume.
Stalling tactic.
Look at the lawnmower I got you this year.
Yeah.
Well, we do have her on the line. Janelle, good morning.
Can you remember Janelle? Hello. What's Anthony got you for previous birthdays?
Oh, that's a good question. I know. An iPad before.
Oh, okay.
We usually do joint gifts because it's consecutive birthdays.
What about experiences? Like, has he ever shouted you an experience?
A hot air balloon, perhaps?
Yeah.
The best one would have been we went to Hamilton Island for my 40th and we went on a helicopter. And he actually popped the question. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. He's a guy. He's romantic and thoughtful. And again, on his birthday, he's thinking of you, Janelle, because he asked if there was anything that we could do to get some Chili Peppers tickets for you. And, I mean, we have given away a lot.
Margo, we've given away like 15 doubles, I reckon, mate.
And
wow.
Yeah, there wasn't really any left. We had to dig down the bottom of the drawer and I managed to find.
Oh, did you?
Right down the back. I just blew the dust off them and went, oh,
but
my
this
God,
tour,
are they
or
Chili Peppers
is
tickets?
It from like 25 years ago?
No, well, they happen to be for this tour. So what do you reckon, Marto?
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to go?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, because I was going to take them. I was, because I thought we've
about
given,
you now, is it?
We've
this
given
is,
all yeah. of them away.
Margo's
yeah.
birthday
no one will know. I'm just going to slip these in the back pocket and head along myself. But I thought maybe, Janelle, seeing as though Anthony had gone to such great lengths, did he tell you that he messaged me on Facebook, he emailed the station?
Janelle, remember that iPad he pretended to give to you for your birthday? Well, he's taken it back off you and he's emailed.
It.
And it's worked a treat because we do And one last double. Anthony Janelle, you're going along. Well done.
Oh, yeah. Thanks very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Birthday ever.
Anthony, you will not be the most important Anthony in Janelle's life that night. It'll be Anthony Kiedis. Are you happy to take a back seat?
Right, yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, happy birthday for the weekend, legends, and enjoy the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We might get a report off your Monday morning. Big Sunday night gig. Take Monday.
Yeah.
Easy. There you go.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank
you. You are very welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
LiveNation.com.au. If you want to be there, the Australian Tour, Post Malone supporting as well, Suncorp Stadium, Sunday night. It's Triple M.